views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky. And I just want you to know, if anybody wants to have a fun, free mini reading right here on the air so that the whole world could hear. That's right. You could be anonymous. You could be any of those words, any of those letters. 800-930-2819 if you want a free mini reading for the whole country to hear. And then some. 800-930-2819. As Sky is choking to death. We'll try to keep it as personal as possible under the circumstances. Can't guarantee you anything.
We're going to have some fun this weekend.
But I'm telling you, Sky and I, we're going to be going to Westerly, Rhode Island, and Newport, Rhode Island. And so if anybody wants to meet us in person, if you're going to be in that area, we would love to do a reading with you if you want to see us for a private session. Yes, we do charge for our private sessions. But I promise you, you're going to walk away very, very satisfied. So
just tell them that you're from the radio. Mention the radio.
Yeah, just mention the radio station.
Yeah,
that's right. You got $25 off. Yep. You got $25 off if you want a reading by Sky and I. And we're going to tag team you, double team you, two for the price of one.
And you'll have a blast.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry, that does not come with a soup and salad.
But you'll be getting the dessert.
Right, there you go. So, but I just, you know what? I'm going to tell you a little joke. And I think I've said this joke before, where there was a funeral going on. I'm telling you a joke, and it's about a funeral. And this funeral's going on at this cemetery, and it was on top of a hill. And you know how they, you know, the pallbearers, they bring the casket over and they have it sit on top of the metal before they lower it down into the grave. So it was sitting there, and the priest is, you know, saying the blessings over the casket, over the person. And then all of a sudden, a huge tornado, a huge wind comes by, and all of a sudden, and it was on top of a hill where the gravesite was, and this wind takes this casket and knocks it off the metal rollers, and it's rolling down the hill and rolling down the hill, and it rolls across the street right into a pharmacy, and all of a sudden, the guy gets up out of his casket and he said to the pharmacist, "Do you have anything that could stop my coffin?" Please. So, but any case, so that's my joke for the moment. I should have some more. All right. Right now we have a patient person. Hopefully she's still waiting on.
I
her
hope
name
she's not a patient.
Yeah. Ruth from New Jersey. How are you?
Hold on. Well, why don't we take Barbara from Egg Harbor? That's who's next.
Why not? Hey, why Barbara not? From Egg Harbor. How are you?
I'm just fine. It's Egg Harbor Township, but that's okay.
What?
It's Egg Harbor Township.
Oh,
yeah.
You're
but
us.
You know, you have Egg Harbor Township, just
that's scrambled egg.
Yeah, different. You have all kinds of eggs out there.
I was just passing through Egg Harbor this weekend. Beautiful little town.
What can we do you for, Barb?
Just a reading.
Okay. Well, first of all, the first thing that I'm getting is that you need to learn to put things into perspective, because I have a feeling, and I wish nothing bad upon you at all. I wish you nothing but love and happiness, but you're going to have to learn to really control your emotions and stay focused, because I have a feeling you're going to end up having some challenging, this is going to be a challenging year for you. And it's like almost like that adage, whatever can go wrong will go wrong, Murphy's Law. And so I feel like things won't seem to be that bad or as bad so long as you stay centered. You need to stay centered and feel like you have control of certain circumstances. And there are situations that you're not going to have control, but you have to learn to go with the flow this year. And I'm getting that very strongly. So just learn to either take up yoga, take up meditation with breathing, but just don't allow yourself to be set up with a lot of super, super high expectations this year. Just go with the flow. That's all I can tell you. And I feel like your year won't be that bad. But if you're setting yourself up for a lot of expectations, high expectations, what you're hoping for, or whatever, then I have a feeling it's going to be a little challenging for you this year. And, you know, I mean, that's my gut.
You know something? I feel like somebody's lying to you, and I think you know it, but you just don't want to admit it because it's painful. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know who that could be. I mean, there's a lot of people.
Excuse me?
Is the person close to me?
Yeah, somebody close.
And do you know what they're lying about?
Somebody close to you is not telling you, is not being forthright. They're lying to you, and I think you know it.
If you don't understand this now, it's going to happen soon, because I just saw you like put your fingers to your eyes, and then you put your two fingers to them. You know what I'm talking about? You put your fingers to your eyes, and you put your fingers to them. It's like, I got my eyes on you. Watch out. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Do you have children, Barb?
Yes, I do. Two.
Two. Do you have a son?
Yes.
No son?
Yes, she said
yes. No, I have a son.
You have a son. Because I'm feeling as though it's coming from around that area, like a male in your life.
Probably the hubby.
What?
It's probably the husband.
Probably. I feel as though there's things going on that he's telling you no, but you know that it's true. Go with your gut instinct, because it is true. I feel as though he's not being forthright, and your gut feeling is correct.
You might want to keep Vicks around you. For some reason, I'm seeing like a hard time with breathing within this year. And it could be just during the winter time, or it's going to be coming soon. And I wish nothing bad upon you, but I'm feeling like having a hard time breathing. And I don't know if this is allergies or it's just bronchial. Or does anybody have asthma? I'm just, for some reason, I just feel like breathing is like an issue.
No, I don't have that.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
No, I know. No asthma.
Okay, well, I'm just letting you know, because it's bronchial, and I'm 99% sure it's going to be happening from the fall into winter, if not the winter. So obviously it hasn't happened yet. Boost up on the vitamin C. Definitely boost up on the vitamin C. It's bronchial. I see it as clear as I could see my hands.
She might be going to get a bronchitis the weather changes.
From the weather changes. But just, you know, I just get some issues with breathing. It's just congestion. That's what I'm getting, a lot of congestion.
Barb, can I ask you something? Did you have a dream, a negative dream, about the person we're speaking of that's giving you, that's not being forthright with you? Have you dreamt something?
No.
What?
No.
No? Well, I think you're going to be getting a dream. I want you to know that you're protected by Archangel Michael. And I want you to know that even though people do not show you appreciation right now in your life, that you are appreciated. All right? And you are loved. And you're being watched over by Michael, the archangel. And I do believe that you're going to have a dream that's going to put everything into perspective for you. Are you thinking of going camping or going out into nature?
No, not me. No.
Okay, well, don't. I was just going to tell you. Don't. Because I feel that you're going to suffer with allergy season very badly this year. I don't know if you ever have, but I feel as though allergy season is going to creep up on you and really take a hold on you. And that's where maybe Artie is seeing the breathing, you know?
Right.
Somebody within your family is going to be hurting a little bit emotionally, because I'm seeing a setback emotionally.
Right.
And it's very important that this person speaks to a therapist so that they could, you know, get this off their chest. It's very important. But unfortunately, right now, we have to go to a commercial break.
I just want to tell one more thing. Whatever this problem is that you're going to be facing, and you will be facing a problem with your husband, you will learn something very important from it. That I guarantee you.
All right, everybody, stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. We are the dynamic duo, Angels and Answers. And you want to know something? It's interesting. A lot of people think that, you know, when you are married to somebody or going out with somebody who's psychic or a medium, that you could always just like have all these answers at your beck and call. And it's not always the truth. Because when you're a psychic or a medium yourself or your partner, when you're so close to the situation, it's not always easy to see, you know, what the truth of the matter is, because you don't know if it's coming through naturally or if it's just your ego. And so, you know, thank God we have a lot of friends who are very spiritually talented. And so we could, you know, easily, you know, call up our friends. And there's a variety of friends that we have being in this industry that we could get answers from. And because we know that it's a, you know, it's a small fortune, an investment to get a reading from somebody, especially, you know, somebody who's like super, super good. And, you know, but I feel very blessed, and I really mean that, to have such a wonderful circle of friends to get different perspectives. And you know what? You could get your own angel cards. Doreen Virtue has a lot of beautiful, beautiful angel cards to choose from. You know, if you went to any bookstore in the New Age section, or it could say self-improvement, whatever, you know, they're changing the names of at these stores of this section. And, you know, when you ask a question and you're shuffling the cards and you're asking the universe for a question, you know, just allow the card to, you know, just pick out a card and it will answer whatever it is that you're looking for. And it's pretty accurate, I got to tell you. And I have taught people how to develop their own angel cards. And it was really interesting. I got to tell you a true story that happened to me one time. It was the first and only time this has ever, ever happened. I went to a party and I was probably about 2.5 hours away from my home. And I just got to the house where I was doing one of my arty parties. And for the very first time in my life, when I went to look in the back seat, my cards weren't there. I had no cards whatsoever. And my heart sank. And it was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And so the girl comes out and she greets me and they're all excited to meet me. And I said, I owe you such an apology right now. I said, I don't know if I can do this party for you. And I just traveled over a couple hours. And she's looking at me with a smile. And she said, why? What happened? And I said, I left all my angel cards back home. I said, I thought it was in my back seat and I left it in my other car. And she just looked at me like, as a matter of fact, and she says, don't worry about it. You're Artie. She says, come on in. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You're going to be just fine. And she gave me such a beautiful boost of confidence. And I just, you know, looked up to the sky and I said, you know, God, angels, I need your help. All right, please pull through for me. You know, I want to, you know, I want to do good by these people. You know, I don't want to do it just for the money. I really want to help people. And so what happened was I go in there And I'm doing a little meditation before we start. You know, I'm in a private room. And so I decided, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make my own angel cards. And so what I did was I ripped up a bunch of pieces of paper, probably about 30 of them, 40 of them. And I wrote down a bunch of emotions on it. And I wrote down happy, sad, moving, staying, up, down, yes, no, abundance. I was trying to remember all the little names that expansiveness. I wrote down joy. I wrote down sadness. I wrote down honesty, truth. I wrote health, obedience. So I was writing down all these affirmations on this piece of paper, all these ripped up pieces of paper, and I had them all facing down. And when the people came in, one at a time, and I wanted to see where the energy and the direction was going towards the reading, and I would flip over five of these self-made angel cards that I did in the moment.
I love the angels. They tell us everything.
And they gave me the direction of what this person needed to hear. And it was so accurate. And so then I had people ask me questions about whatever it is they wanted to know. And again, as I was flipping over the angel cards, the self-made angel cards, again, they were incredibly accurate. And the person who had the party told me at the end of the day that everybody was totally satisfied. They said, you nailed everybody. And I was just so thankful. So like I said, you know, a lot of times, you know, we would like to have, you know, specific kind of angel cards, but if you need answers, you could create your own angel cards by writing down one word emotions that could possibly answer your questions. And when you're looking at the angel cards, it's actually spelling out a story.
Yes.
Okay. And when you look how all of them flow together, you know, your instincts will tell you, well, what do these cards mean? Now, if you're having a hard time understanding the angel messages that are coming to you, you're allowed to fold them back down again and say, can you please instruct me in a different way? Can you please give me the answers in a different way so that I can understand? Because I didn't understand the first time. And then flip over the pieces of paper, the angel cards again, and I'm telling you, they're gonna answer your questions. It's amazing. It's like, you know, you're creating your own tarot deck or your own angel cards, and it really works. So it was amazing.
It does work. And I'll tell you something, guys, when you're writing these angel cards, try to keep objective. Don't write down the things that you want to hear. Go into
you have to write the yin and the yang.
Yes.
You have to write whatever you write of one,
right.
you have to write the opposite.
I get that. But what I'm saying is don't let them pertain to your situation at hand. Just go into the dictionary and pick out words that would attain to emotions, that would correspond with feelings, that would correspond with health, like health, not health, sadness, happiness, like Artie said. And you'll see when you do ask the angels to speak through those cards that they will. And it's amazing what they give you. It's just amazing. And you know what? If you went to Barnes & Noble's, you could actually pick up a deck for under $15.
Yeah, well, I was telling you about Dorian Virtue.
I'll tell you what, guys. If you have an iPhone, there's an app, Dorian Virtue, and it's called Angels or Angel Speak or Angel Card Deck. That's what it is. It's called the Angel Card Deck. And I think there's a free version that you can try for 30 days. And then it's a minimal fee of, I think, $9.99 to buy the complete deck right on your phone. And you can shuffle them on your phone. You could do a quick reading, a three-card reading, or you can do a regular
like a
five-card and then a 10-card. So, and she gives you explicit directions how to use them. And she is amazing. If anybody has connections to the angels, it's Doreen.
You know, it was amazing. Like I was reading somebody. I used to just flip the cards over. I have to, when I look at my ruin cards, R-U-N-E-S, my ruins cards, you know, they're very accurate for me. You develop a relationship.
Yes, you do.
You literally develop a relationship with your own angel cards. And if somebody else tries to use your angel cards, it's very important that you get their permission that you know, could use their angel cards. Because if you just take it, or if somebody was to steal your deck or whatever and try, you're just going to get random thoughts. You're going to get random jibber jabber. They're not as accurate.
Yeah.
So it's very important that you do this respectfully. And
we're gonna just take a break right now, folks, and we will be right back. So stay tuned.
The Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake.
Hey everybody and welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel.
That's if me. Anybody wants an amazing reading by a private reading by Sky, just give us a call. Give her a call at 908-500-1474. And if you wish to get a reading from myself, just go to call 877-ANGEL-02 and check out ArtieHoffman.com.
And you will not be disappointed in either of us, folks.
We'll have such a good time.
We really do. We sometimes have hard news to talk about, but it always ends up on the lighter side. So don't ever be afraid to ask for a reading. First of all, we never ask about death, ever. We don't want to know about it. We don't want to know when it's coming. And we don't have the right. Only God has that right.
The only time where we might say how long somebody has is if they're already on their deathbed and, you know, or in hospice or how much. That's different because it's like they're in that last stage of their life.
And you know.
And you know it's not a surprise. And so you just want to prepare.
Right.
But anybody who ever tells you about a death of your life or your, God forbid, your kid's life or your loved one's life. If they're ever going to tell you that, you want to know something, just get up and say thank you, but no thank you. And really don't give it too much energy because you don't want it to become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
You know, and so just allow yourself to move on and say thank you, but no thank you.
Pick up your purses and run.
Yeah, or if somebody says to you, somebody's put a curse on you.
Oh, that's all baloney.
And... okay. If somebody's put a curse on you or whatever, literally just say thank you, but no thanks. Because, you know, most people who come in for a reading, of course, they're emotionally hurting in some way, whether you lost a loved one or because you're hurting because of love or for whatever reason, you know. And people, you know, who are not of integrity, like Sky and I, and I'm not saying Sky and I are the only ones with integrity in this industry. It's, you know, but
you have to be careful.
You have to be careful. And the best way I feel to get a reading is either through means like this, because you know Sky and I are legit, or anybody else who you listen to or who has some clout, do a little research, or through a recommendation. You know, so, you know, you want to protect yourself and just don't leave yourself out there for the vultures. And so that's why sometimes people like myself and like Sky will get a bad rap, only because these people, unfortunately, who've had a really bad experience with shysters out there. And you're going to get shysters in every industry, in every business. So it's important for you to do your research.
If you're sitting with a medium or a psychic and they're not hitting on something in three tries, that's it. Because sometimes, you know, it takes a minute or two to warm up. It takes a minute or two to get everything started so that we could make the connection between your soul and ours. But if they're not hitting on anything that you have no clue about, and that's another thing, you got to really think, folks, because we could be telling you something that happened 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago, but yet that will have something to do with something in the present. So we're just building it up, or we're showing you a connection.
Now, Sky is talking a little differently between, she's mentioning more so with the mediumship.
Yes.
Because as a psychic, you obviously can't tell whether if something's going to come true or not until until that moment happens.
Right.
And when she was just saying that, I thought of a time where a lady literally called me up a year later after she had a party with me. And she said to me, she says, Artie, this is so-and-so. She said, I just got to tell you something. I was cleaning up and I came across your tape and I listened to your tape. For some reason, it was behind the couch, but I found your tape and I listened to it. And she goes, I was so blown away because at the time, I thought what you said made no sense whatsoever. I thought you were a nice guy. I felt like I wasted my money, even though everybody else at my party enjoyed you. But I really didn't feel like you hit me at all. And after I listened to the recording, she goes, not only did everything you say came true, but you even gave time frames on when things were to happen. And she goes, now I want to book another party. So any psychic—
A lot of that happened.
I believe— I 100% believe any psychic who or medium who does not allow you to record, and they said for whatever bullcrap spiritual reasons you shouldn't. I feel that they are so afraid to be wrong that they're afraid to put their voices and their word out in stone.
Right. Make sure that you always get a recording from anybody that's talking with you.
Right. And you could write it down. This is true. You could definitely write it down.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same token, you know, it's good to have a recording. Because when you get a recording, you know, you don't have to stop and write and look and think and da 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 da. But when you have a recording, the person could just keep talking and keep talking. And like I said, things could very well make sense later on.
And don't worry about anonymity.
What's that word?
Anonymity means your ability to be private. So what we will do in a case like that is if we know something's coming that nobody should hear except your ears, we'll turn off the tape recorder. We'll tell you and ask you if it's okay to tape.
Yeah, for your ears only.
Right, for your ears only. But if it's not okay to tape, then we don't put back the tape recorder. If it's okay to tape, we just add that, you know, we just go back and say what we just said. However, remember something, that you're not going to catch every single thing that's being thrown at you, because usually people are a little nervous. They have so many things to ask that they forget the thing that they said before, or they just remember very key parts. So it's always good to have a recording. So you can go back and you can refer back to the entire session. And you could do it in your spare time, and you could do it comfortably and not on edge. You know, you could do it very relaxed, in a relaxed atmosphere.
There was a lady who I did a reading for yesterday. I was telling Sky, she was getting annoyed just listening to the story. And I was giving, and I know the information was correct on her. And she looks at me, and I won't even say what it was, but she looks at me, she goes, well, isn't every woman like that? I go, no. And then I gave her some more information. I could tell it hit a chord with her. And she goes, well, isn't everyone like that? I go, no. And so this lady had incredible control issues, and her guards were sky high. And I did hit her many a times. And when she was finished, she told a friend, because a friend came to me afterwards and said, she didn't think you were that good. She thought that you were off target and that it was just so-so. And when I tell you, I do not take it personally at all, I mean 0%, because I know what the truth was. And the funny thing is that we very rarely, I mean, I'll very rarely have, you know, when I do a psychic reading, I like just to read individuals so I don't pick up on the other person's energy.
Right.
And when you do mediumship, it makes no difference how many people are there, because you're not trying to reach into the person's energy who you're reading, but you're trying to connect to spirit. And so there are many a times where I would be telling somebody something and they would be in total denial and they're saying no, no. And their sister sitting right next to them, they're going, oh, absolutely, yes. And
I've had that.
And then they start telling them the perspective of what I'm trying to bring home to them. They go, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. And they start laughing,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, it's like watching a movie. And Sky was just telling me this today, that she was telling me a movie that she really, really liked, and she said, I needed to re-listen to it all over again. It was an instructional movie on the Kabbalah. And she says, I needed to re-listen to it again, because like watching a good movie, you have to re-listen to it again, or because you're going to catch things that you didn't catch the first time. And
right.
That's why it's important, I feel, to have a recording with your session. And sometimes people don't want a recording, understandably, because if they have some ulterior motives, and we respect that. You know, because if you have, you know, people who have an affair, or people who have
right.
stuff they don't want anybody else to know, or it could be with that, whatever, and we will respect that. And when you're with somebody like Sky and I, your truth and your story is safe with us.
Yes.
I mean, the only time it's not is when you're on the air with us and the whole world could hear you. But that's different, because we're just, you know, giving you, I won't say just general information, but it's not dirt. But behind the scenes, we could tell you dirt and whatever.
Trash, dirt,
crap. We'll give it to you all.
Right.
And some people say, you know, how many times have people said this to you? I just don't want to hear any bad news.
Right.
You know, I love those people.
Yeah.
And then after you give them a reading, they go, God, well, you didn't mention that, and right. and like everything is it everything really that good? Well, I just gave you fluff, all the good stuff that you could handle.
Right.
You know, and they say, well, I just want to hear. So basically, they're trying to control the reading,
but
and I only want the good stuff. Don't right. tell me bad stuff. But, you know, there are times people have said that. Don't tell me the bad stuff. And I had to tell them hard news, but I told them so that they could overcome
right.
their obstacles of what's being brought. So it's really not bad news in a
yeah,
sense.
It's just getting a way of telling their story in a way that they could understand and help themselves. Gently.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Well, listen, everybody, Sky and I, we're going to take a break. We only got 15 more minutes of this show. This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Time flies.
I know.
We're like united. Time flies.
Yeah. So guys, if you really want to get a reading in, this is the last few minutes that you can do it. And the number is 800-930-2819.
So stay tuned because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WPLQ. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Wow.
All righty, everybody. Welcome to our very last segment of Angels and Answers.
I can't believe it.
So, any case, it really is. It's so much fun to be able to be put in a position to be able to help out people, you know. And Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a day of, you know, repenting, you know. And acknowledging your sins and your forgiveness and all that stuff. And it was funny, you know, I was in temple with this one particular year, and I remember going back many years ago, I was sitting next to my brother, and, you know, in the Jewish book, it says, our Father, our King, forgive us for we have done this, for our Father, our King, forgive us, we have done that. And it lists about 58 things, maybe more, of all these things. And I'm looking at my brother. I said, I didn't do half this crap. I said, what am I asking for forgiveness? I said, I don't believe in that. You know?
Don't worry. Give it time. You'll get there.
Yeah. And so, any case, you know, so what I do is while I'm in the energy of everybody else, in that energy of love or that energy of releasing all the darkness or all the forgiveness, whatever, I'm in my own little zone, and I really, and I'm praying for what it is I want. I mean, God knows where my heart is at, and I don't go to temple, you know, being that I'm Jewish, I don't go to temple for all those hours like a lot of them do, which I have nothing against it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to give you a really, really good fasting tip. So for all of you that need to not eat for like hours on end, whether it be before surgery or whether it be you're Jewish and you don't want to, you know, get headaches from not eating for a long time, trust me a billion times, have lots of spaghetti, because the carbs will easily pull you through. And unfortunately, what they do is a lot of Jewish people, they, before they're fasting, they end up having more protein, and they have chicken and they have the salads, and it's not protein. I mean, it's not carbs, and it's the carbs that keep you very, very strong throughout the entire endurance.
How about the Kugels?
And yeah, the Kugels, oh my God, the Kugel is always a crowd pleaser. I promise you, one of the two best dishes that the Jewish religion, the Jewish people have created is Kugel. All right, it's like a pudding. It's like noodle pudding, and you could have it as dairy, or you could have it just with eggs and cinnamon with the noodle. Oh my God! If you go to Wegmans, they have the best Kugel also, which is so damn tasty, and also matzah brei, and that's like French toast but with matzah, and that is orgasmic. That is worth talking about. It was phenomenal. Yes, Guy's husband, Richie, you know, surprised me and made matzah brei, which is like the French toast of the Jews. And holy art thou. Let me tell
He's
you
something. He's the bomb. He makes it great.
Oh, it was so damn good. Oh, my God.
Wasn't it good?
I could have that. I swear to God, I think I could have that every day of my life.
Too.
I mean,
it.
I might not be crapping for a while, but I don't know if the, I'm assuming that the pleasure will be worth the pain. So.
Yeah. And also, Tzimis is very good.
What's Tzimis? Tzimis?
It's when you do the sweet potatoes and the prunes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So delicious. I'm going to make you a noodle pudding, a kugel.
To die for.
That's going to knock you off your socks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Your shoes are going to blow off.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
Do you like it with raisins or without?
Both, but I love it more with raisins.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, I love raisins. I love raisin cinnamon
bread.
I
love raisins. Oh, my God.
You know,
God.
I'm getting everybody, they're probably leaving right now just to go and get it.
Raisins, right?
Yeah, cinnamon raisin, bagels, cinnamon raisin bread, cinnamon raisin, or not cinnamon, but raisin challah.
Oh!
Which is out of this world.
Did you ever make a French toast with a challah bread?
Yeah, that's
to
phenomenal.
Die for.
Yeah,
oh my God,
that's amazing.
Yes,
and you gotta cook it very slow so it cooks within, because if you put it up too high, it just ain't a happening. That's all I gotta say.
It's too mushy.
It's too mushy.
It gets mushy.
So, but
I had a plug in there.
All righty. All right, I'll plug.
We're plugged.
Okay. All right, we're plugged in.
Yeah, folks, if you cook it nice and slowly, because you know what? The bread itself, the egg bread, the challah, it's, you slice it like an inch thick. And it's very, it has a lot of pores in it, so it soaks up a lot of the egg. And if you do it too quickly, the inside stays very moist, which can't be. It's got to be cooked. The egg's got to be cooked inside. So when you do it on a slow heat with lots of butter and cinnamon and sugar, I use cinnamon sugar, which is outrageous. And you cook it slowly, and it gets this little fine crust made out of the sugar and the cinnamon, and it's just, oh my god, why am I doing this?
Yeah, Skye's doing it on, is on a diet.
Oh yeah,
and she is doing super fantastic, and I'm extremely proud of her.
Thank you.
I am, because you've lost a lot, and I notice a difference, and I see you on a weekly basis.
I know,
and I literally see a huge difference
every time he sees me. He tells me.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And to be honest with you, you said, oh, I'm going to do it. And I said, yeah. And she's doing it, and she looks great.
Thanks.
And, you know, everyone, I always said, everyone starts their diet on the exact same day, tomorrow.
Right. Do you know that I always have really good success when I start my diet in the middle of the week? Because I'm not under any pressure. It's a Monday. You got to start your diet. So much pressure on Monday. So I always make sure I start my diet in the middle of the week where nobody gives a damn. So, and that's what I did this time. And it worked out. And it is working out. I have more to go. But next year at this time, I will be really nice.
Ha-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. That's great.
Yes. And, you know, I'm not doing it really for the way I look. I'm doing it for health reasons. I want to be able to see my grandchildren get married and be a great grandmother. And I want to enjoy my family.
Yeah, she wants to see her grandchildren become a great grandmother.
Right. I would love to see that.
I would. I don't know if I'd want to live. Seriously, if you had
a
choice.
With good quality of life? Absolutely.
No, if you had a really good, if you had the choice. That's interesting. If you had the choice to decide consciously how long you would like to live.
Yes.
You know, I think it would be very interesting what numbers people would say. Because what happens when all your other friends, because it's only you, it's like, oh, well, I want all my other friends and family. No. It's just you.
Actually, you want to hear this?
What?
There's a movie right now playing, and I forgot the name of it. But there is a movie playing about this girl who has an accident in the 1900s with a car, or the 1920s. She drowns, she gets hit by lightning, and then she gets revived. Somebody saves her. But she never grows old. So she is now in the 2000s and 15s, and she's still 23 years old in appearance-wise. But in actuality, she's like almost 100, you know?
Oh, you want to see? I saw the previews of that, and I got to see that. That looks very interesting. That almost looks like...
I have it on my iTunes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That almost looks like, oh, with the one with Brad Pitt, where he started off old and grown.
No, that's different. That one...
No, but it's still a play of time with age.
Yeah,
but it's a difference. It's...
He eventually, you know, goes into oblivion because he gets younger and younger.
Right.
This girl never does. She actually stays. And she intermingles with families who knew her in the 30s and the 40s. And now the man that she's intermingled with is now the father of the boy now she's intermingling with. And when he sees her, he like flips out.
And with that... From my mouth to God's ears. From my mouth to God's ears. May God bless all of you who are listening right now with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity.
Yes.
May God bless you with all your dreams come true. Don't ever stop asking the angels and God for their help. They're always there to help you, and always feel worthy because they are filled with unlimited amount of abundance and resources for you.
Yes, they
and
are.
And for your friends and
honestly,
family.
Honestly, folks, you have no idea what resources you have. And another thing, you have no idea how powerful each and every one of you really are.
Just tap into it.
Take advantage of that.
If you believe, then you'll achieve.
Absolutely.
So until next week, everybody.
God bless. See you next week, guys.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.